Hello?
Hi, is this Cody?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Cody. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I was away from my desk when you just spoke with Andrew a couple of minutes ago, but I did want to follow up with you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Yeah, absolutely.
It's going good.
Good.
I was trying to see if that offer was still on the table.
So I'm going to really take a look here to see exactly what I was able to qualify you for. And it was a couple of different things. I know that we're talking about doing, first of all, like a 6 week first month to push out your future billing, you know, give you 6 weeks instead of, you know, like 4 weeks in that first month. But I did send an email out to you with a couple of different options. One has Facebook ads included, $100 of Facebook ads, that's $249 a month. The other one, no Facebook ads, it's $199 a month. Which of those are you thinking would be a better fit for your business at this point?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So one thing you should know is that we can always add Facebook ads later on. We can always pause them and things like that. But the reason that I originally offered the package with the Facebook ads is that you do go a good 20 or 25 miles out there. The local campaign might start out at about 15, might creep out to about 20 miles. But to get you found quickly throughout that 25-mile radius, the Facebook ads would be a great way to go. Now, although I did reduce the cost of that package, I did not reduce the original $100 of Facebook ads, which is why it's $249, but with $100 of Facebook ads versus $199 without Facebook ads at all. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that's about, well, with $100 of ad spend, that's about 400 clicks every month. You've already got that Facebook page. This is going to be like paid Facebook ads that will target and retarget potential customers. Meaning if they've already gone on Google or gone on Bing and done a search for lawn care or for landscape install or any of the keywords, those Facebook ads will retarget that same potential customer who we know is already in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. They might even remember, oh, yeah, I saw DeSoto when I did that initial search on Google, and then they're going to be more likely to pick up the phone and call you. And we would be including a website for you at no additional cost with either of those two packages. Now, that website, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. You'll also have a website editor tool if you want to make changes to the website on your own. Whether you're making changes or whether we are, there's still that flat rate. So I was just chatting with my supervisor to see if I can still offer those different price points and that 6 week first month. He did say that I would actually still be able to do that for you with the website included.
All right. And which one, you get more of the high quality customers from Facebook or from Google?
Well, having both is kind of the best of both worlds. You're covering all of your bases with that. And Google will readily admit that Facebook ads are a higher return on investment versus, say, pay per click with Google. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents, whereas Google ads are like $5 or $10 per click, and the minimum requirement to do Google paid ads is $300. So we're not doing the sponsored ads at the very top of the page. You'll be in that local map or the pack result that pops up just below those sponsored ads. You'll also be on the first page of Google and Bing as well. So that's going to cover all of your bases. Now, I think the Facebook ads are a great way to go. I mean, for $50 extra, you're getting $100 of Facebook ads. And one job that wouldn't find you otherwise offsets the cost of the entire month, not just that extra $50, right? I mean, it's for one landscape install or for one recurring maintenance client. You are still looking to kind of fill out your schedule for maintenance?
Well, mostly in pretty local, like.
Yes.
Maybe not even 25 miles or 20 miles anymore. Maybe more like 15 miles.
So, you know, the best part of that, it works both ways. Whether we do the Facebook ads and target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you most want to be found and really kind of saturate that 15 or 10 mile radius, that's going to help you get more phone calls. Or, you know, if you're not going out 25 miles, we could probably easily, you know, cover your entire service area then with just the local campaign. It's really kind of, you know, how much work you can take on. I know you're targeting both residential and commercial clients. You do the lawn maintenance, you do the landscape installs and things like that. So, you know, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but a steady stream of phone calls, giving you more opportunities to even pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you.
And the Google ads, would that be linked to my Google business page?
Correct. That's exactly what it would be. And if you didn't already have one, of course, we would have created one for you. But since you already do have that Google listing, that's exactly what we will link everything to. Right now, it's kind of, well, I mean, it's like a digital business card. No offense, if someone doesn't already know the name of your company, if they're not looking for you specifically, they're not likely to find that Google listing if they're doing a search for, let's say, lawn maintenance near me or something like that, right? So this is going to move that listing onto the first page, attach a website to it, reviews, blog posts, photos, and everything like that. So it's good that you already have that done, because that's something that's kind of out of our hands. I mean, we work with Google directly to get that done, but it's still kind of on their time and their process. So it's good that you already have that. It really expedites how successful you'll be and how many calls you'll get early on.
All right, yeah. And the reviews, that's also going to help me get more reviews from customers as well.
Absolutely. And you'll have, we can send you a sample thank you letter, and you can use it verbatim or just kind of choose bits and pieces of it, or just kind of make sure that the link that we send out to you, which would go directly to the review tab of your Google listing, that's what you send to people. You can BCC as many people as you want, email everything at once, you know, just not letting everybody know that you're sending it to more than one person. And then it takes like 5 seconds if they want to just give you a star rating, maybe 5 minutes if they want to write a few kind words about you. But it's as easy as possible for you to request those reviews, and as easy as it can be for your potential customers to leave that review, and of course for it to populate where you benefit from it the most, which is right on your Google listing.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, well, it all sounds good to me, so.
So I think I've got all the information that I need. It is DeSoto Lawn and Landscape. That's how you want the business to be branded online, right?
Yeah.
And then the AND, or the AND is AND. It's the word AND, not the symbol for the word AND, right?
Yeah. It's the word.
Gotcha. The phone number that we are speaking on, is this, Cody, the number you want your customers to call, the number you want on your website?
Yes, sir.
And it's also a real good number for us to reach you. And I think it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message.
Yeah, it's an iPhone. This is my personal phone. So
it is, okay. That's perfect.
For work, please.
Absolutely. And the reason I ask, of course, most of the time you are simply going to get calls directly to you. If someone does fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And, you know, obviously, I've got the email, DeSotoLawnAndLandscape@gmail.com. Oh, neither Doug, who's my mapping coordinator that you originally spoke with, nor I, when we spoke before, got your last name. I never do want to assume, but is it DeSoto, like the business name?
No, wait. You asked if that's my last name?
Yes, sir.
No, my last name is Holly.
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y?
Yeah, DeSoto is like the county we live in, DeSoto County.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. I was wondering if there was a coincidence involved or not. Sometimes I speak with people who live on the same street name as their last name, and I just ask them if that's a coincidence or if it goes back to the family being in the area for a long time. So I did just want to kind of double-check that. And then, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical street address.
No.
That's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, you're going to the customer. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. And in fact, they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar, and that's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician, and it's exactly like it sounds. We will have one of our technicians kind of interview you a little bit more about the services you want to be listed for, the service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And are you focusing more on residential versus commercial, the other way around, or no real preference at all?
Yeah, pretty much both.
Pretty much both.
But mostly the high-end residential.
Gotcha.
For now.
So we're looking for high-end residential clients and commercial clients. I'll put that in the notes as well. That's going to help out our client interview technician when he gives you that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just those basic questions and a couple of others. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it's required. It does actually get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website, that there is no setup fee, of course, that you can stop at any time. Now, before I do get that voice verification started, I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. If everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward with things and get you scheduled for that follow-up call. But do you think you wanted to do the Facebook ads for that $249 package?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll be putting that in the voice verification. Now, a voice verification is recorded, and Cody, that's C-O-D-Y, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the voice verification, Mr. Hawley, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. Give me just one second to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Cody. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
All right, I just say my business name?
Yeah, absolutely.
DeSoto Lawn and Landscapes.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that, with the A-N-D spelled out. And then, Mr. Hawley, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cody Hawley, and the owner.
Okay. And then, Cody, as the owner of DeSoto Lawn and Landscape, of course, Mr. Hawley, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just kind of restating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Cody, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Hawley, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah. Wait, what was the question?
For the billing information, the card that we're going to be using for that $249, it is your card, you're authorized.
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir.
It's a silly question, but I have to ask just to make sure it's not, you know, a card you borrowed from a friend without them knowing about it, or something you found off the street, for goodness. It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, to make sure that people who need your services can actually contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Cody, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. But, and then it does...
So I don't want my name, like, on the ads or anything, just my business.
No, of course not. Right. Now, we're just going to be promoting DeSoto Lawn and Landscape, and of course the phone number that we are speaking on. Everything has the click to call feature, and most people are just going to click on that phone number and call you directly. We don't have to put your name personally anywhere on there. But we do want to make your website as personalized and customized as you would like. So we can put before and after photos on there. We can put photos of a service vehicle if it's branded, that type of thing. But we don't have to put your name on there anywhere at all. And then it's just in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask, Cody, that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We ask for a couple of reasons. Of course, for all of the different services we'll be providing for you, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Holly, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. And like, so say, like, I've ran Facebook ads before for myself.
Right. Yeah.
Would I still be able to do that? Or
you still can. Yeah, you can absolutely do that. The reason that we ask, and we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We will also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. Of course, we want to make sure that your business always has the AND and not the symbol for the word and on there. So, like I said, you can run Facebook ads yourself. You can even hire somebody else to do online content for you. We just want to make sure if it's something that you're already aware of that you let us know. We do that audit in the beginning. It's one of the first things that we do to make sure that any information is out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. We do the audit periodically too. But like I said, if anything new comes along that you're aware of, please do just let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, meaning waiving your setup fee, including the website for you, being that it is month to month and that reduced rate of $249 with the Facebook ads, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 4th of February, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Holly, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone, and in this case, we'll also be including the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included in that flat rate. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I've mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will and no contract. So that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, or if you like, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Cody, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Holly, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, that actually does conclude the voice verification, and for that initial investment of just $249, Cody, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
Let me check it and see. I think it is a Visa.
A Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, any middle initial?
It's actually both on there.
Okay. And just first and last, no middle initial for you?
Yeah, there's a middle initial. They actually spelled my last name wrong on here. I just now realized that.
Oh, no kidding. It's H-O-L-L-Y, right? That's the correct spelling?
No, it's E-Y.
E-Y. E-Y is how it should be spelled.
Yes, sir. C-O-D-Y-H-O-L-L-E-Y.
Okay, perfect. And you did say there was a middle initial?
Oh, yes. A.
A. Okay. One of those letters that doesn't sound like any of the other letters. So I've got Cody A. Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Cody, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All righty. And it is 4798-5108-3305-3388.
And then the expiration month and year?
0829.
08 of 2029, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
Is 834.
834. So I've got 834 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2029 for the expiration date. Mr. Holly, was the card itself 4798-5108-3305-3388?
Yes, sir.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
It'd be 6843 Nail Road, N-A-I-L.
Uh-huh.
And zip code 38680 Brazil.
That's in Walls, right?
Oh, yeah, Walls, Mississippi.
38680, you said 6843 Nail Road. And then... in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Is it coming through the email?
It will. It will come through the email.
Yeah,
you can. Okay, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Now, the only other...
Can I just call this number if I need any help? Or?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that number will be fine. I mean, the main 877 number, 635-6225, that's our main office line. Client support is option 1 or extension 1. So you'll see that on most of the emails that we send out to you. You'll also get a welcome email that has not only our client support information on there, it'll also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system is 24/7 availability, and it updates in very real near time. Several times throughout the day, that information does update. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you are available today, I could do 5 o'clock or... Well, that'd be the last one, 5 o'clock. If that does not work out for you, we could do as early as 9 o'clock tomorrow, as late as 5 tomorrow. Looks like only 2 o'clock would be the one exception.
Can you do like 11 a.m. tomorrow?
11? Yeah, we can do 11. It's going to be scheduled from 11 to 12. It is, like I said,
Wait,
a one-hour window.
Are y'all in my area? Or?
Yeah, this is going to be Central Time, so 11 o'clock Central Time. At 10 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 11, and it typically gets you right at or very close to the beginning part of the hour, and it is a one-hour window, but the call will typically only take about 30, 35 minutes. I'll also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. although many people do, and there's absolutely no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then I did want to do one other thing here, kind of just a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with, you know, your company, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then even more importantly, if anyone calls you like a week or so from now and they're not a potential customer, if they identify themselves as Google, even if they identify themselves as Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't get you that information basically right away, then that would not be us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money, then for sure that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information at all. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is very clear. It states that it bills once a month moving forward on the fourth of the month for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We just do the city.
The city. And then what is the answer?
Should be walls.
Walls. Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, you'll receive that calendar invite in just a minute here. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. Now, it looks like your username is going to be the phone number that we are speaking on, and it cannot be changed. It's designed to make it easy for you to remember, easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes,
so
spaces,
oh,
or parentheses.
Located out of Tennessee or no?
So we are actually headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook. As a Google partner, though, our service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada. We do have representatives working, well, all throughout the country. I wouldn't say in all 50 states, but scattered throughout the entire country, definitely.
Oh, okay, pretty cool. So how did you find me? Did you do like a cold call or?
So I'm not exactly, well, Doug is the one who spoke with you originally. He's my mapping coordinator, and he received from our inventory department a list of pre-qualified candidates. Now, those lists are generated by, you know, someone who has some type of online presence that clearly indicates that they are in the service area for the position we're filling, and then also not already on that first page, also no bad reviews. So, you know, it might have been like a Yelp listing, could have been the Facebook page. I know you don't have a website, so it wasn't that website. Sometimes if we really have to, you know, we go to just, you know, businesses registered through the city or the Chamber of Commerce to make sure that we have enough people to call. So I'm not exactly sure where it could have been. You do have a Yelp listing and a Facebook page, so it might have been one of those two things.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
so,
and well, he asked me like what service area and everything I want to provide to or and all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's going to be the main point of the follow-up call with our technician. They speak with you in detail about all the different services you want to provide, all the different places you want to be found. If there are places even right around the corner that you know you don't want to go, please do tell us that as well. We won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted.
I got a place I really don't want to go, and that would be Memphis. I'm sure you've heard of Memphis.
Yeah, no, I already have that in the notes. That was one of the things that Doug was pretty clear about, is that you are willing to travel, but you stay out of Memphis. So that's already... Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, this is going to be very targeted. So please feel free to, you know, be open and honest with our client interview technician about exactly where you want to be found. Now, keep in mind, especially those Facebook ads, we can move them around as we see fit. So if you want to expand your business, if they, you know, do a new development or something nearby, you want to see if you can, you know, kind of get your foot in the door there for the landscaping and lawn care, you know, let us know. We can always change where we're running those ads. But you are all set and squared away on my end. Oh, one more thing. Our automated system did send you, or it looks like it's about to send you, it's in the process of sending you, a local / initial in. Yeah, let me update my system here. Yeah, it was sent. So if you click on that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local / or invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms right in the body of the email. Click on those two words, click here, and then it's going to pull up the local / terms of experience. That's everything we did just now go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I know your time is valuable, so I don't want to walk you through everything here. Although Google will be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will actually be choosing Bing over Google. So we want you to get those opportunities as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. Now, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything else necessary to be on that first page. We are doing those Facebook ads for you, et cetera. Now, you'll see that long line that goes all the way across it and a couple of boxes right below that. We do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to. Yeah, SMS or text messages, and also that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on that box, too. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would type in your name or copy and paste it. It does need to be an exact match, so the C, the A, and the H are all capitalized, but just those letters. No period after the A. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click on the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored longer box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it.
That
actually does do a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're doing the website for you, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to make sure that any information that's already out there, make sure the information is accurate, do that NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen.
Oh, I wasn't even doing it. My bad. I was I'm kind of stuck here on the.
Well, take your time.
Oh,
I'm just putting in the notes here.
Okay. I did tell you that on my card, my last name is spelled wrong, so I don't know if that's going to do things.
Oh, on your card it's spelled wrong. Yeah, no, I put it in correct in our system, but yeah, I do have it in the notes that on the card it's spelled wrong.
Okay.
But so
and this
we wanted it to be an exact match
right
your correct name.
Do I have to create an account or?
Oh, no. Oh, for your listing. Just, once you've got those two boxes click the confirm signature. Your username, like I said, is your phone number. Let me pull up the welcome email. Our system just updated. So your username is 901-691-6342. For profit, the number 4, and then PROFIT, all lowercase, no space. That is your default password for your tracking system. You can change that password at any time. If you do try to log into your account at this point, it would give you an error message telling you that we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, we're doing your client interview tomorrow, but in the next couple of days, you will receive by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is up and active. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. As soon as Andrew let me know that you called, I says, oh, I better call him right back because I remember speaking with you before. It's a great time to get your business out there. Weather's warming up, and certainly people are going to be looking for your services. We definitely are excited.
I told you I called you back in February.
You did. I didn't know it'd be, I mean, time flies. I can't believe it's already the second month of 2025, and it is just 4 days into the month, though, and I was thinking you would call, sometime in the next week or two. I wasn't really expecting it this week, but I'm glad you did call in.
I've been out all weekend, and I was out today and yesterday, and I see people already advertising, so I'm like,
you can't be late to the party when it comes to something like that, because especially when you're looking to fill out, and get recurring business, you want to make sure that you're the guy that they're going with, because they're probably not likely to change midstream if they're fairly happy with the guy they go with. So that needs to be you and not one of your competitors, right? So we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. And I have a couple questions for you. So,
sure.
So do you only deal with like the initial billing and then like finding new customers for you guys?
So if you have any questions or concerns, I'll text you out my contact information right now. It's the same toll-free number, just a different extension. 746 is my extension. I am a pricing director, so it is my job to speak with new customers, although I'm pretty good about, I actually have worked in almost every department. I've been with the company. April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary, so I have worn many hats over the years, and I'm able to help our clients a lot better than some of our other pricing directors are. But I am on the phone a lot, so if you call me, it may go to voicemail. But the toll-free with the extension 1, we have dedicated client support members who would answer the phone Monday through Friday, Central Time. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But feel free to give me a call or respond to the text message or the email, and then I'd be happy to reach back out to you.
All right, and then I had another question. What was it? Oh, well, yeah. Huh. All right. All right, cool. So if I have any questions, then I just reach out to you then.
Yeah, you can reach out to me. I'm happy to give you a quick call or answer the phone if I'm in between phone calls when you call. If I am on the phone, I'm pretty quick to respond to emails as well, even if I'm already on the phone. Most of the time, if it goes to my voicemail, it's because I'm on the phone or in a meeting, and I can almost always reach back out to you within a half an hour. Sometimes it might take me an hour, but that's pretty rare.
So you basically work for Google almost, pretty much, huh?
Well, we are a Google Premier partner. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. Google does make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have 100 locations or more. Anything less than that, they don't want to dedicate resources to. They found it better to outsource with businesses that have a track record of success, SEO companies and digital marketing firms. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. That partnership program with Google is about 9 years old, and we are one of the very first companies to join that partnership program.
Well, I appreciate you. And then another question. Now, there is a Google building around here, mm-hmm. and their landscape looks a little shabby. I've been trying to pick them up. Man. You didn't tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can, and that's not too far from you. I'll research which one that is, and I'll let them know that we do have a client that could help them out. And I'm not sure what they're contracted to do, if it's something that they can change on the fly.
They got a nice little layout and everything, and it's actually off of Airways in South Haven. So,
okay.
But I do appreciate you, and I guess I will talk to you whenever.
Yeah, absolutely. I was gonna say, I guess I didn't already, but if I am in between phone calls at 11 tomorrow when our technician calls you, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have, say a quick hello to you. I will try to keep my phone line open unless I get an inbound or unless I'm on a call that started earlier and lasted way longer than I wanted it to or thought it might. I should be able to say that quick hello at 11 o'clock or a couple minutes after when our technician's ready to give you that call tomorrow.
All right, and I just remember my question. So, like, say if y'all are advertising and it does, like, I do get a couple calls from, like, Memphis. I mean, how quick could I just call you guys and get that straightened out?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can call us toll-free, like I said, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. We'll make any changes and adjustments. It should not happen, but please do let us know if it does.
All right, cool. Well, my phone's about to die. I guess I'm going to get off here.
Okay. All right, Cody. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Real pleasure speaking with you. We'll be calling you tomorrow about 11 o'clock.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
All right.